Welcome back, everyone. So we are here once again with Guglia Bianchi, one of the authors of the Green Comm Framework, to address acting for sustainability as a competence framework in this series of Let's Learn Together. So
going from this general overview, I also wanted to ask you, Guglia, that since you also already mentioned like that there are three competences and one of them is political agency. So could you tell us more in detail what political agency means?
Yes, thanks. Thanks, Valeria, for this question. Indeed, political agency is really one of the competencies that we didn't really find around. We didn't really find, indeed, in these most prominent competence frameworks that were circulating on sustainability. So indeed, political agency is mostly a result also of the interactions that we had with experts and with young people. Political agency, indeed, it's about, if I read the description, it's about navigating the political system, identifying who is responsible and accountable for unsustainable behavior, but it's also about demanding effective policies for sustainability, because as we said at the beginning, it's not about whether or not I buy, this kind of bottle and keep on using it for, quite extensively, or if I get a bottle of plastic water, or actually a plastic bottle of water. It is about that, but you know, we need to have the infrastructure in place that lead us also to make more sustainable choices. And political agency is actually key. Political agency is about influencing the future through mobilizing those that indeed have the power to make decisions, have the power to steer the conversation. If I'm a young person and I want, you know, to take action for sustainability, I also don't want myself, but also my peers, to feel the daunting indeed feeling that it's up to me. So it's also about, you know, fostering this idea that we have the people in charge that can do that, so we can, you know, work together to achieve more sustainable socio-technological systems in the end. So for that, it's also very much important to understand the context, understand who are the stakeholders that you, not only that you need to speak to, but the stakeholders that you can bring on board in this quest for sustainability. So indeed, it's about also spotting the opportunities to do so. And again, we can see that it's about also having entrepreneurial behavior, and that comes Greencomm, for example, but it's also about having clear what the problem at hand is. And here we can see how problems framing is salient. So political agency is about, for example, if you want to change some norms, some rules, as an employee, you can ask your place of employment to change some policies, some practices, or indeed, it's about all together acting to request indeed planned obsolescence, for example, in the case of mobile phones that last for, I want to say 3 years, but maybe 2 years is more realistic. So that, you know, you foster green innovation, as in the case of the European Commission, actually requesting this plan obsolescence to be scaled down. And it's also about the changes that you want to have at the local level in the end that have broader consequences. So indeed, this is something that can be also started quite early, but it's something that really needs to be, let's say, trained. We really need to feel empowered to really appreciate the fact that open dialogue should be in place. And indeed, this is, I think, a very powerful competence, as you know, the experts were saying, because it can really not only indeed reach the right people, but it can bring people together, as in the case, for example, of the many young people who were complaining about climate change, and they came together to ask for more action to be taken. And again, political agency is very much interlinked with collective action and individual responsibility. And I think I would leave it here for political agency, and happy to discuss it further.
Thank you so much, Guya. It was very, very, very interesting to hear what you have mentioned about this competence. I think that the details that you have raised are very complementary to what you have mentioned in the previous podcast. So for those who haven't heard it, you can check the one that is like right above. Before going forward, I would also like to raise a follow-up question that was actually not coming from me. It was coming from a community member. So this community member who has joined us today in this talk, and I would like also to thank her before asking her question, is that so she is working with younger students, especially coming from primary school and kindergarten. And of course, this competence is a bit more like it's trickier to use it in those educational levels. And of course, that's actually her question. She is wondering how to put political agency into action for these students, and how to see when those pupils, so how to assess it, how to assess that these people are working on that particular competence. Could you give insights on this, Guya?
Thanks a lot for your question. Very relevant indeed, and also made me think about several things. So, for example, I'm not an expert in specific education for in education for specific age groups, but I would say that all of these competencies have, and this was the original plan to develop a progression model. So, indeed, what we say in the report is that all the competencies are equally important. However, you don't need to be an expert in all of these, or you don't need to develop all of them at the same level. So, for example, in this case, political agency, we wouldn't expect from and we shouldn't expect from youngsters, young children, to be, well, if we want to say it, politically active already, no? However, perhaps it could be adapted, for example, and scale it down. Instead of reaching out, local representative, they could reach out indeed, for example, to teachers in other classrooms. And this way, you know, it's really about the this idea of understanding who is responsible, who is in power. If you want to do something for sustainability, understand who you can approach, and, you know, basically, and here comes again another framework or another competence set, how or which communication style to use. And by that, in the case of young children, I would say no particular, you know, diplomatic style, but indeed, when I approach a teacher, perhaps I should speak differently from when I speak to my peers or to my family. However, indeed, the level of expertise should vary, let's say, equally important, but not to be equally developed. But most of all, this I would say that this competence framework is and should be really flexible, in the sense that, as we said before, for indeed political agency, you should always adapt it to the context and to the problem at hand, or indeed the context at hand. I hope that answers the question.
Thank you so much, Guya. I would like to thank you both the community member that asked this question and Guya for your insights. I think that it was very important to to tackle this, because it's always important to stress the fact that the framework in general, it's guidance that the JRC, so Guya and the other authors, and in collaboration with DG Education, has developed, and about, of course, green competences. And it's this is meant to be adapted when using it. So, and this means doesn't mean just about the atmosphere, like the environment you are in, but also the age range, so the educational levels you're working with. Before closing, I would just sort of like to mention two things. The first one is, if you are interested in learning more about the other competencies, as I was mentioning before, please listen to the other podcasts and check the digital version on the Education for Climate Coalition. And the second thing is that the community call about for the to submit the projects for the Education for Climate Day 2023 is closing, and you can find all the information in the link posted in the chat thanks to Tremeur, where you of course in about this information you can find the teams, the deadline, how to apply, the prices that we have envisioned, and so on. So thank you all and goodbye.